Oh, wow.
Hello?
Hello, this is Karen Lopez from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues, and this survey is quick and confidential. Can you tell me, are you registered?
You're talking to people about what?
About local issues.
Okay.
Okay, can you tell me, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yeah.
And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, thank you. And how likely are you to vote in this November's election for president and governor of North Carolina? Very likely? Somewhat.
Very likely.
Okay, thank you. And overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent? Good? Not so good or poor?
I don't know. I'm doing all right. Got another raise.
Okay. Okay. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? The first one says, under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protection for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. Or, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people, and his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America.
Okay, yes.
Which of the statements do you agree with more?
Well, they're both accurate. Can I agree with both of them?
Well, no. Actually, this is just one option you can choose.
But I can't give you one because they're both accurate.
Okay. Okay, I got it. Well, let's skip that. Now, can you please mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat favorable, unfavorable, or very unfavorable? The first one is Larry Bacout.
Yeah. Who?
Larry Bacout.
I don't even know who that is.
Okay. The next one is Donald Trump.
Oh, no. He's not my guy.
Okay, so you will say that you have a somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable opinion.
Yeah, somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Then we have Kamala Harris.
She's all right. Not my first choice, but she's not Donald Trump, so...
Okay, and would you say you have a very or somewhat favorable opinion?
Do you think polls don't make any sense? Because
hello?
These polls don't make any sense because I don't, it doesn't really matter. I mean, never mind. I don't like Donald Trump, so I have to vote for Kamala Harris, so it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter what I think of her because I don't have a choice.
Well, this is, your person.
Democrat. If I had to choose the nominee, it wouldn't be either one of those two. So.
Okay, I have
to. Donald Trump is very unfavorable, and Kamala Harris is a little less unfavorable, which is pretty much every election except for Obama.
Okay, got it. Well, let's continue with the survey. The next one is Don Davis.
Okay. Yeah, I guess he's all right as far as politicians go.
Okay. And again, do you have a very or somewhat favorable opinion about him?
I guess somewhat.
Okay. Then we have Joe Biden.
Joe? Good old Joe? He's a nice man that's way too old to run for president.
Okay. And again, would you say you have a very or somewhat favorable opinion?
Let's see. Everything's so black and white, and these polls just don't make any sense. They don't make any sense. I mean, I don't dislike the man, but I mean, don't you have a neutral? How about neutral?
Well, the most neutral we have is somewhat and favorable and unfavorable, so you can choose any of those.
I guess somewhat favorable.
Okay.
In that I don't hate the guy, but I don't think he should be president.
Okay, got it. And the last one is Roy Cooper.
Yeah, I like Roy Cooper.
Okay.
I like Roy Cooper. He's too old too. Yeah.
Okay, and would you say very or somewhat favorable?
I would say very on Roy. I like Roy.
Thank you.
Needs to be 15 years younger.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay. now, if this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Well, I guess I have to vote for one of them. I guess I'd have to vote for Kamala.
Okay, got it. And in this year's election for North Carolina governor, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today?
Josh Stein.
Okay, thank you. And in the election for the U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Lori Bacow, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a Libertarian?
Don Davis.
Okay, thank you. Can you tell me, do you belong to a credit union?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And could you please tell me... I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. Somebody else said something. It didn't have anything to do with this.
We're on a road trip.
We just stopped at a place, and now she has to go to the bathroom after we're back on the road.
Okay, got it. Now, could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
55 to 64.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you consider yourself African American or Black?
No.
Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself to be any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish ancestry?
No.
Okay, got it. And are you a member of either the military reserves, or a retired military veteran?
No.
Okay, thank you. Can you please now answer yes or no if you regularly watch movies or shows on each of the following streaming services? The first one is Hulu.
No.
Okay. The next one is Fubo. F-U-B-O.
No.
Okay. Then we have Paramount Plus.
No.
Thank you. The next one is ESPN Plus.
No.
Thank you. Then we have Disney Plus.
What?
Disney Plus.
No.
Okay. Then we have Peacock.
No.
Okay. Then we have Slime TV.
No.
Thank you. And the last one is YouTube TV.
No.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answers. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
All right. You're welcome. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.